Now, for the real gases then, they don't exactly obey the ideal gas equation, and the problems come in where you have got a high pressure gas because you're squashing a lot of particles into your volume, or you've got a low temperature gas. Now, at low temperatures, particles become sticky, and when they become sticky, then you get much more important interactions between them. So at low pressure and relatively high temperature, such as 1 atmosphere and 298 Kelvin, then your average gas is going to approach the ideal gas. The deviations then, in the case of high pressure, it's the total volume of the particles that becomes an issue, because it now becomes non-negligible when we compare it to the container volume. So if the container volume, V, is then greater than the free volume that's available to the gas molecules, we get a deviation in our equation. So these are just throwing some dummy numbers in. If we're looking for the value of PV over RT, this should equal 1. The deviations then at high pressure mean that this term becomes bigger than 1. So here we're throwing in some numbers. PV over RT equals 1.4 as a result of the error in the actual volume that we've got compared to, this is our ideal volume here at 0.05. If we throw the particles in, then our actual measured volume will be this. So that's the error due to the volume of the actual particles that are there, as well as the volume of the container. Now the next one happens at low temperature. So under low temperature, then the intermolecular attractive forces, the interparticle attractive forces, become non-negligible. This affects the pressure. Here we have got, again, some dummy conditions put in, and what we find out is that the ideal pressure that we should be measuring for our 1 meter cubed 100 Kelvin experiment with 0.7 of a mole of material, this should be 1. And the reason that it's not 1 is that our actual measured pressure is significantly lower than the ideal pressure that we should get. So these are deviations due to the nature of our condition.